It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Welcome to the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. That's our website. You can go there and listen. Old shows, new shows. That's pretty much it. Derek with me as always is Matthew.
And what's Dawson eating?
And Dawson.
Doing the Statue of Liberty for the Rangers.
Oh, yay. And we are streaming live on CWERadio.com.
Got some nice product placement over there.
For all...
He almost looks like Garth in Wayne's World. He just needs to...
Oh, God.
Man, it's like sometimes people only do things if they get paid for it.
I need a forklift to bring me out of here.
Nuprin, little,
I ate
yellow.
So much food, I think I'm going to die in your chair over here.
It did look pretty good.
It is. It looked good, it tasted good, and my stomach is kicking my ass right now.
You know, you wouldn't be the first person to die in that chair.
Oh, shite.
Wah, wah, wah.
Was Grandma Etner died in here?
Etner?
Aetna.
Aetna, like the health insurance?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, she had Aetna, that's why she died.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen Citizen Kane?
You know?
Heard of it.
No?
Sugar Kane?
Have you?
I don't think I have.
I don't think so either.
That's gotta be Kane! I don't think I have.
No.
Maybe.
There's a lot of movies.
Too many.
I just never...
I saw Office Space for the first time.
I like that
last week,
was
it? Yeah, we made him watch.
I've always wanted to see it, and it was good. It was entertaining. I'll say most people who have told me to see it have put it way over the top, but it was actually good.
Not gonna work her anymore. So it doesn't matter.
Mike Judge has a new show on HBO. It's actually very good. It's called Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually very funny.
I've heard of it.
That will be on, well, I almost said tonight, but tonight's Thursday, right, guys?
I heard of it.
It's on Sundays.
Oh, we gotta wait 3 more days for that.
I watched the last one. It was great.
Speaking of things found in like the middle of the desert, how about the...
Whoa!
How about the filmmakers unearthed the legendary Atari E.T. trove?
Yes!
Now, is this legit, or is it just staged for the movie? Because I can't tell.
What movie?
They're doing a documentary on it.
Oh, crap. Because
first off, AVGN, Angry Video Game Nerd, mm-hmm. he made a movie last year that is all about this game, and I believe this is going to be in the movie.
This is E.T.
Because this has been a rumor for decades.
Extra testicle. They're going to give it to
Lance
Armstrong.
That Atari buried all their shitty games in the desert.
Yeah. And why would they do that, though?
Companies used to do that with their games that didn't sell. They would just lock them away in like random places and like never
just
be
so
opened
nobody
again.
Can
yes,
get to them?
Nobody can have them.
Why don't they just destroy
really
them?
Did that?
I don't know. I don't
burn
know.
Them.
I don't know.
Atari. So you're saying Atari hid?
So supposedly this is real because they had some.
Yeah.
Some,
they
yeah.
had a press conference and everything.
Yeah. I don't.
In the desert.
I can't tell if it's a work or not. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Explain
I think
this.
It's a work.
So video game companies will hide what. They'll do this on
They
purpose.
Are widely known for just, like, pigeonholing games that didn't sell. There's, like, hundreds of millions of copies of like, a game that, yeah. like, didn't sell.
Oh, so
and this particular one was E.T.
E.T. is one of the worst video games in the history of mankind.
And I had it.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
So they don't destroy it. They bury them.
It was yeah. bad.
This is what they want the next generation of life forms to find.
Sure.
If yeah. we get wiped out,
wow,
they're going to stumble
the best
across
they
that.
Did.
Yeah. really. Yeah. Make us look real good.
But,
before we get into that, yeah. Let's check out some gameplay on this.
Oh, no.
So how many do you think was buried?
Of course, there's some dude talking.
I played on an Atari.
So that's
what is
it.
That purple thing?
That was a spaceship. There's E.T.
It looked like an elevator shaft, a dummy weight.
And like, there's a guy coming after you.
So as he walks around, he loses points.
That's good.
And then he catches you, and he brings it to...
What the hell is this?
Apparently, he's at like Stonehenge.
He's in Greece right now.
He's like at Stonehenge in a house.
And then you fall down there.
Yeah.
And
he just fell in a
now
cereal
he's on the golf
bowl.
Course.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's back at Stonehenge.
Where you say Stonehenge? That looked like Athens.
Okay, all right. It's like the Pantheon or some shit. Yeah, what is that?
It's Mediterranean to a golf
it almost
course.
It almost looks like the scenery from Hogan's Alley.
Who is
and
this?
Dick Tracy is just all over the place trying to get E.T.
So you're saying they buried a whole bunch of these games? Like
now, I believe that what happens
What's
is
he doing?
If you run out of points and you end up in a hole, you can't do anything. You just sit there.
Okay. So what is that, a flotation thing he's doing there?
Yeah, he like lifts his neck up and floats when you get into a ditch.
Are those holes, I guess, those dark green things?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He's in the rough now.
Oh.
All right, well, that little dot there has got to be something. This is a random dot in the screen. What the fucking Rob Dyrdek is coming on the screen.
Look at
he's chasing him. There's some guy with a white T-shirt and a blue hat, and it looks like he's carrying like a skateboard.
Not Dick Tracy.
Back to Dick Tracy, yeah. Everybody wants to kill this E.T., and he's back in the fucking cereal bowl.
Yeah.
I guess Dick Tracy doesn't go in after him. Oh, he's gone.
Now, this is the whole game.
Okay. What are you supposed to do?
I don't even know.
He's back in the woods now or whatever.
I think eventually the kid shows up. What's his name? Maybe that's who that was.
Elliot?
Elliot.
And he falls back in the fucking
asshole pit.
Yeah. No. Dick Tracy's back.
Whoa. E.T. just like took off.
Oh, yeah.
When you die.
Waldo. Wow, he's a skeleton.
He looked like fucking... Look like Bert or Ernie, right? Not Bert. Bert was the yellow one. He looked like Ernie, the kid. Look, Ernie.
Yeah. He wasn't Asian.
Then Elliot comes and brings you to his house.
What's he going to do?
Was like a Commodore 64 boot screen.
That's it?
That's it.
Great game.
That's the worst.
That is the game.
That's awesome. Can I download that?
Unfortunately, Absolutely. You can. Absolutely.
They said they buried him. How many did they buried? Like thousands? Tens of thousands?
Allegedly.
I would assume thousands.
Allegedly, yes.
So anyway, I don't know. Like, I heard about it. I'm like, I don't know if it's a work or not. It's a tough call. I mean, it's right there. But as we know, video trickery is very common now. You know, in the news.
Well, there wasn't even a lot of trickery. It was just some guys with a table.
He had this, like, mangled box, and then he had...
In pretty good condition.
Game. Yeah, but no, he had a mangled box, and then he had the game in good condition.
See, I didn't see
it.
It
was, like, in a plastic bag. I don't know if they put that in there, or...
I don't know.
Here's the thing. What was that, 83 or something?
Yeah, 83, 84, something like that.
If you bury a cardboard box in 1983... Yeah. It's not going to look like that.
It's going to be ruined by 1983, 2 days after you bury it.
Probably, in New Mexico.
The game, like the box that the game came in that I saw, is completely... It looked like somebody ran over it with Arnold Schwarzenegger's tank.
Yeah,
completely destroyed. But the game, there is a game that he held up with that was in like perfect condition.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with this. But it's just weird that this happened the same year that a movie is going to be released by a fucking video game nerd. That is about the exact same thing. The coincidence is like,
I mean, from what I read, that because they were making this movie, that prompted them to do the excavation or whatever.
Really? So they just had like a guess, like they were like, I think it's right around here.
Yeah, I don't know where they got the location from, unless Atari finally was just like, yeah, it's over there.
Apparently, it's Microsoft that did this.
Oh, it's Microsoft?
That's what I read.
Oh,
I don't know. So anyway, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Bad game.
Yeah. Bad game.
Something else that I saw here. Oh, Internet Explorer, by the way.
Sucks.
New vulnerability found in every single version of Internet Explorer.
That is
pretty much like a case closed.
Toast.
Like, that is it. Like,
I never use it. Always use Google Chrome.
I know. And our boss, Nit, swears by it. God, bro,
I
never use
Internet Explorer.
Yeah, he's like, swears by it.
I stopped using that shit about 14 years ago. I'm not even
lying.
You
saw what? Nutscrape?
I used to get yelled at.
Yeah, Netscape was my favorite shit back then.
I used to get yelled at work because I always installed Chrome on my computer.
It's the best.
Chrome is fine.
I know. And they're, you can't do that. It has viruses. I'm like,
it has viruses. It's packed with viruses.
This is...
It's stock viruses.
You got to remember who
it's
I'm
like
dealing with.
When you download it on the screen with the checkboxes, it's like, these are the viruses that come pre-installed with this software. Would you like to keep them?
I'll take all of them.
I'll take them all.
Put them in there. Put AdBlock to block the virus, antivirus program.
So, yeah, I used to get hollered at for...
the antivirus programs have viruses.
And they would take it off, and then I put it back on. And then, so now finally there's this guy who made this whole program for where I work. And one of the first things he said was, you're going to want to use Google Chrome because it works better in Chrome than Internet Explorer.
Everything works better in Chrome.
And you probably shouldn't be using Internet Explorer at all.
No, you never should.
Chrome works great. Everything works so fast on it. Netflix, video games, anything. It loads instantly.
Mm-hmm. So this is on Gizmodo. That's what I call it. I don't know if it's the best.
I hate IE. IE is horseshit. Even Mozilla is starting to dog a little bit.
Well, according to a confirmation by Microsoft late last night, a new zero-day vulnerability has been found to affect every version of Internet Explorer. I mean, that is all-encompassing. That is every version.
And you know what sucks about this, too? Internet Explorer is bundled with your Microsoft operating system.
In
so
other words,
you don't even have to be using it to
be
attacked.
Over a quarter of the entire browser market. So over more than one in four people are right now at risk.
So about 2 billion, billion and a half. Roughly,
there's probably about 2 billion internet users if you really think about it.
Yeah.
So you're talking 500 million people.
Yeah.
At least 500 million people. So let's see. Attacks taking advantage of the vulnerability are largely targeted to IE versions 9, 10, and 11. Of course, the newest ones.
Yep.
And something called a use after free attack.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Use after free attack. To me, that's like that. If I can relate that to fighting game terms, that means you just blew somebody up and they're dizzy, and then your last hit is fucking free. Like, or actually, they were free. You beat them for free because they sucked. And then that's
after
they were free, you beat them. Yeah. Essentially, the attack corrupts data as soon as memory has been released, most likely after users have been lured to phony websites. I mean, I don't know. Like,
it's so weird. I don't like Internet Explorer because, not even because of this shit, it also saves tons of files. Even if you delete the temporary internet files, it still caches tons of shit.
The vulnerability exists in a way that Internet Explorer accesses an object in memory that has been deleted or has not been properly allocated.
Yep. It's a temporary Internet Explorer folder, and there's a temp folder for everything that you do. It permanently stays on the hard drive, and you have to. It's the shittiest browser ever. Wow. My friend used to use Opera years ago, and he still swears by it.
I still use Opera at home.
Yeah, it's very simple.
It hasn't updated in a long time, as a matter of fact.
The Chrome, I'd stick with Chrome. I love it. It works perfect. Fuck IE.
Yeah, I might actually move to Chrome now at home. But,
yeah.
I mean, Opera was cool because of like all the customizations and shit you could do with it, but I don't know.
So you could turn off IE the services with Windows.
Yeah.
You can't uninstall it, but you could disable it. You could turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a useless problem.
There's a good quote I came across the other day. Weinberg's second law. If builders built buildings the way programmers wrote programs, the first woodpecker that came along would destroy civilization.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Pretty much nobody knows what they're doing.
It's good.
This is the birth of technology. We still got this is the beginning. Like 1,000 years from now, they're gonna be looking back laughing at us like cavemen.
Yeah, but I think it's just gonna get worse.
It's not the beginning.
Oh, it's gonna get worse before it gets better.
It's not the end.
It's gonna hit that major down, like you're saying, it's gonna get worse, but that's what's gonna make it better because we need to exploit those vulnerabilities to build it tough from there.
It's not even the beginning of the end.
Oh yeah?
But the end of the beginning.
The end. Did you feel that?
Of the oh god. Trust me. Trust me.
Did you felt that one?
Trust
He's going to be over in St. Catharines.
Sure he is.
I think I might go to that.
Actually, that'll mark my 1 year anniversary of not being in the ring.
Oh, true. I was there. That was your last match?
That's the last match that I wrestled, yeah.
The Middletown Strongman match?
Is that what they called it?
It was like the
tough guy?
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
The battle for Middletown or something.
Fat guys wrestle it out in Middletown?
Pretty much. Yeah. Fat guy's getting blown up.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're slipping on the ropes.
I did. I slipped on the ropes in the superplex. But I made up for it, and I got a good pop on the superplex. So.
Yeah.
What's with that knife? Is that the IE? picture?
Yeah, Internet Explorer uses Iris for it. Yeah, it's just the same thing. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, wow, that's really sad.
Ooh, Clutch is going to be there too.
Was he clutching his balls?
Oh, snap. So,
May 10th, I will actually be I'll be running a tournament in Sea Caucus.
Sea Caucus.
I might go there and just mark out to Jake.
You should.
I'm not a wrestler. I don't care. I think Terry Runnels is going to be there, too.
Terry Runnels. Terry Runnels in her big fake rack with Jake the Snake.
Oh, Christ.
So where's the Sea Caucus tournament at?
It's at a Clarion Hotel.
Clarion. They made good stereos back in the day.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you have good audio there, that means.
Yeah. It's JCW, I think, actually, is running this tournament. Fucking running the wrestling show.
Yeah.
At St. Catherine. So, I don't know. Something must have happened where it's now the torch has been passed yet again. I haven't heard anything about FWF in the area in a while. I mean, JD lives in freaking... He lives in, like, Ohio now.
Yeah, no,
you can't run wrestling shows. You have to have people out here running the business for you. That's the only way you can do it.
I'm trying to find the poster. And somebody else is going to be there, too.
Trust him. Yeah, there is another name.
Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, Lawler.
Yeah, Jake good. Roberts, really, Jerry really Lawler, good, yeah. And Terry Runnels.
He'll get a good draw Half with Jerry Lawler.
I'm surprised he still does that, Jerry.
He has an open contract.
Yeah, but...
Same thing that Paul Bearer had for a while, I think. Yeah.
Half face.
They must be doing a show in the area. They must be up in, like, by MSG or something like that.
I guess so.
Yeah, I think I got a Ticketmaster thing recently saying something about that.
And who's the guy? The Sons of Kamala? What the hell? The Sons of Kamala are going to be there. It's a dude dressed like Kamala, and another dude with similar, and Kimchi. What? Yeah.
Wait, did Kamala's legs sprout into new wrestlers? What?
Hang on, let me get the picture with it outside of Facebook. In there.
Okay.
And there, the Sons of Kamala.
Is that
his sons, or is it just... Are they stealing gimmicks?
They actually look like...
The face.
That's funny. He does look like... Oh, wow. I'm not going to say it. He does look like him. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to say that those two guys were the Nigerian Nightmares, the substitutes. Hold on a second. I'm getting a call from the infamous Ken Kalata.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, this must be important.
Yo, you want to call in?
Well, hang on. I don't have Skype up.
Yeah, I said I was going to let you know. Mm-hmm. We have Skype on.
Yeah, apparently there was a big to-do at the arcade tonight. And our good friend Ken was going to... Yeah, it's up now, so he should be able to call in.
You can call in now.
Does he have the number?
I texted it to him.
All right. I don't even know our own number.
Something crap.
Just keep dialing
732 something crap.
Well, we're gonna find out.
I'm
what
thinking
happened.
That these Sons of Kamala are the substitute Nigerian Nightmares, also known as the not as good Nigerian Nightmares.
Ken, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Kenneth.
What happened? Ken, by the way, from Yestercades of Red Bank.
Kenny, do you know who this is, Kenny?
The gentleman from the misconnections on Craigslist.
Oh, you guys finally met.
Did you finally found me? You gave me a number.
Hi, Ken, do you know who this is?
I just farted hearing your voice.
All right.
That's good. I'm face level with it.
What happened? Did you have some angry gamers?
So, this kid comes in, and he's like, "Oh, I'm here with my friends." And I was like, "Okay, dude." I was like, "You got a lanyard? No. Do you have a gold band? No. Do you have a receipt saying that you paid? No." And I was like, "Okay, well, sorry, dude, you can't be in here." So I was in here before, and I was like, "Okay, but you're not in now."
Yes.
So like, and he was just like an utter douchebag. Like he had like some faggot jersey on, and I was like,
"Wow."
Was it Ranger jersey?
Oh, God,
the kid was like, the other guy let me in here, and I was like, well, he's not here right now, so.
What?
What other guy?
Like, which is overly douchey. Like, I probably would have been like, all right,
that's
dude,
Red
you
Bank.
Know, like, if he wasn't such a fucking tool. So, Kazi, Annie, and their kid was up, right? Mm. And they were talking to me because they're having a party here next weekend. So I was like, dude, you kind of chilling. Like, Dan's playing on a tournament right now. I said, you know, he'll be with you in like 3 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
And he goes to walk in, and I was, excuse me, Takazi. I was like, I don't know if I'm getting myself clear, but you got to wait up front. So, you know, he huffs and puffs for like 40 seconds.
Who is he friends
and
with?
And he's like, I have like two little short shifts. So he's like, whatever. He's like, fuck you. He goes,
that's
fuck
not
you.
Nice.
Fucking blow me. And dude, like,
whoa.
I snap.
Oh,
like,
boy.
I just, with
the,
everything,
the little
with fucking
lightning bolt went behind
his Somerville head. Going on. Like, I just saw red.
Wow.
And I just ran out of the fucking store, and I was like, I'm screaming at the kid. I was like, fuck you. I was like, don't you ever come in here. I'm going to kick you in the face. Blah, blah, blah. Like, and the kid just like has this like look of fucking like, oh, my God, on his face. With that, my father is coming in the arcade.
Hey, what's going on?
He's just going total ape shit on this fucking kid. And he's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow. Which, by the way, your dad is like one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah.
Your dad's awesome.
I don't think he's ever seen me that angry.
Wow.
So the two kids that he was with, they like boogied into the arcade and kind of like mixed in with people, right? Like, they're like, oh shit, this guy's fucking nuts. So, you know, my dad's like, you can't do that. And I was like, whatever. I was like, I don't want this piece of shit in here. Like, dude, if you're not going to pay, see you later. So, about 10 minutes later, the phone rings.
Uh-oh. You yelled at my son.
I need to speak with someone. I have to talk about the jerk behind the counter. I need to speak with either the owner or the manager. And, like, I was like, oh, you got both on the phone right now, fuckface. What's up? And the kid was just, like, totally, like, duh.
Because he can't believe that the fucking owner
raised you to come into a place when there's a bunch of kids to say shit like that. I was like, do you think that by saying that, like, I was just like, oh, okay, dude, you know, blow your door, let's go in the back, you know, you don't have to worry about the pain. You know, like, I was like, if you were nice, maybe I would have let you in here. But now you could take it, you get in your little shit box that you wrote out of here and go back to White Trashville, wherever the fuck you're from.
White Trashville.
Try
heroin
and die. You don't have to hang up the phone. Right?
Wow.
So, my dad, you know, he's still up there. He's like, you're pretty harsh with these people. You know, like, he's just like, he's never seen it. And I was like, well,
you can't give them an inch or they're going to take a mile.
You give them an inch, they think they're a ruler, am I right?
Exactly.
You give them an inch, they compare it to their dick size.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You let one in for the tournament, you know, to watch their friend before you know it. Six people.
Absolutely.
One
absolutely.
Those are the little shits that are spoiled, like enabled and coddled at home with the mommy and daddy. They could get away with that shit in their house, you know?
It's $15. Like, it's not like we're not asking like $100. It's
$15. Yeah. I mean, and every person I've ever told, like, when we do the tournaments there, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, some of the kids, they complain it's like too expensive. And like, the first answer that we get, oh, yeah, well, you know, what is it? It's probably like $40-$50, right? I'm like, what?
$15.
It's $15. So like, people complain. They're like, what? People complain about $15 for an all-day event? Like, yeah. I'm like, you're paying $40-$50 at a hotel for 2 days for these events. Not, no, you know, it's, you know, this is not.
And you're paying for the hotel.
And you're paying for the
part
hotel. Part
three.
But come on.
Part three of the story.
What's
yes,
that?
Yes, part three.
Ten minutes later, the phone rings.
Oh, no.
It's the same fucking jerk off.
Hoping to get the other
man. He's crying this time because I threw him out.
Wow.
What?
I swear to God, you can't make this shit up. Fucking hysterically crying. And I was like,
wow.
That sucks, bro. I was like, the shitty thing is, I know what your two little shitty friends look like. I would hate to have to look at me on the way out with everything that just transpired. Because I'm sure you've been texting them like a little freaking douchebag that you are.
Yes.
Charlie, I don't want to stay. I was like, what happened? You failed your freaking geometry final?
From now on, you need to record all your conversations.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
You need a camera following you everywhere you go and everything you do.
And then the guy said that I
out in the middle of the street.
Oh, I love it.
And he wanted to come back tonight, and I was like, nope.
You could watch from outside. Here's a pair of binoculars.
Yeah, not, even, not even that.
Because his fucking friends were probably just like, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Why are you pissing off this guy that owns the place?
Yeah, that's doing a fantastic thing for everyone that's in there.
You're beat, dude.
Where else would they be doing this event right now?
Yeah, Clutch says, not to knock Ken's business, but this little twerp is crying over an arcade.
Yeah.
It's true.
And
it's
how old
true.
Was he, did you say?
I'd say like, well, he was driving, so at least 17.
All right. Wow, so fuck him.
But again, Ken, with the last guy with the Super Nintendo games, he said the same thing that Clutch just said. He's like, really? He's like, you're fucking sitting here crying over stealing a few Super Nintendo games from an arcade? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like,
and right in front of his kid.
Yeah.
You're old enough to drive, you're a responsible person. Well, you got your life and everybody else is in your hands behind
that
wheel.
I think
that
guy
car,
that stole the games, I think that he... was I think if he got in trouble, he would be in a lot more trouble than we know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
He was just,
really burned him. You really could have fucked him hard.
Yeah, he's like one more like incident away from like losing everything.
But what Ken did was better. He really gave this kid that guy a real life lesson that no one gave before.
Good, fuck him.
You probably saved his life.
This could very well be.
He could be alive today because of you, because of how you handled that situation. Yeah.
Maybe he'll come back and thank me.
Wow. You should be a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm. 10 years from now, he'll come back.
Demotivational. Summer that was like, well, let me go shopping.
Yeah.
He's going to come back 10 years from now in, like, mint condition, like, lost weight, great.
Mint
like,
condition.
I stopped doing drugs
mint
and drinking.
Mint condition. What is he, a fucking baseball card, dude?
Yeah. The corners won't be bent.
What, are we selling them on eBay?
The laminated.
Mint on card.
Mint on card.
Perfect shirt.
Mint sealed in box.
Jose Canseco rookie.
Yes.
Island.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Love it.
Another good one. Again, we weren't there to see this.
So what was the turnout for the players?
He's got like 70-something.
Plus guests?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's thinning out now.
Yeah. That's good.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
$15 a pop?
Not bad.
Yeah. Not bad at all.
I'm not good at math, but that's a lot of money.
I'm not a dentist or anything, but...
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's it?
What?
Well, I'm sure
you
can go on about the Somerville.
I thought you guys appreciate that one.
Yes.
I love it. I love it when you yell at people. Yep. But yeah, you do have to start recording all these fucking tools.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it when I yell at people and I make them cry.
Toolbag.com. Yeah.
Too bad that TalkBoy doesn't work. You could use that to record your phone calls. And slow it down. That sucks, dude.
All right, let me run.
All right, have fun, Ken. Thanks for calling.
All right, man.
We'll see you later,
guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Ken, everybody, from Yesterkids at Red Bank.
Right.
You can show up, but make sure you pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't steal shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will get caught.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you will.
I don't know. They think that just because it's a bunch of like video games or something. I don't know.
Well, he has to do the way he does things. He handles it the right way to really get that message across that you cannot fuck with this place. Like, don't ruin a good thing for
the
people.
The smartest thing he did though was the hourly amount, because then you know if the people are in there, they're paying. Number one, and number two, if they don't want to pay, they're not going to be in there, so they're not going to be taking up space and not spending money.
Exactly.
So it's the best
way. But
I
know people that complain about that.
What?
People are going to complain about
it's too expensive?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not. So,
well, the person I was talking to said the whole point of going to an arcade is to use as little amount of quarters as possible, like to beat a game on a quarter.
Sure.
He said that is
that was the point.
That is still his point to going and playing arcade games.
And
he said so paying $10 an hour, he said...
Do I know this person?
No. He said that is way more than I would end up spending.
Like, $8.75.
Then he's probably only going to be in there for 15 minutes.
I don't know.
I know. I play pinball machines. I would be spending way more money than what that cost per hour to be in that
army. But me too, because I suck.
Yeah, but what he's also saying
they also cost a lot of money, too, versus other machines.
I finally got to beat the Simpsons arcade because it was free.
Oh, see, that's a good point. Now, you've got to keep continuing throwing quarter after quarter.
You can run through the Simpsons and Ninja Turtles in about 45 minutes to maybe 50 minutes, and it's going to cost you $20.
Yeah.
At least, we'll say 15 to 20 bucks. So there's already...
You got a pool ambience. Table in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything is right
and
there.
And you can play pool. You could watch TV. You could play every video
you
game.
You can test every new video game that comes out.
Everything.
You can literally just go through and just be like, oh, do I want to get this game? Do I want to get this game? Where else can you do that?
Where else can you go? I want to play Smurfs on ColecoVision.
Exactly. So basically, by saying
listen,
that
you can listen to Matt shitting in the back.
Yes. By saying, oh, I'll get into that real quick.
Oh, boy.
By saying that $8.75 an hour is way more than he would ever spend. Really what he's saying is that he might as well not even open the arcade. He might as well just not run the business.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to pay him at least $9-$10 to come in that place, he can't run it.
Yeah.
So you got to think about it that way. Like your perception of like arcades being coin op, well, that's why they went out of fucking business.
Look how fast we burn through.
You got to make people spend money.
Yep. Look how fast when we go to the break, how fast we could burn through dollars playing Star Trek Pinball or ACDC Pinball.
We play Star Trek Pinball and we spend $12 in what? It's under half hour.
And about an hour worth of time, we could easily spend like $6 each, maybe more, depending on the game. And but that's, all right, so if we just did it solo, not even two-player.
That's true.
We'd be going quicker. And you're right.
That's right. We're taking turns playing on the same machine.
So probably you're right. Like half hour is probably about $6 each. So you're right. Probably about $12 an hour. There you go.
That's another thing. You just have every game is at your disposal. Yeah. You don't have to just sit there and try to beat fucking Bubble Bobble on one credit.
No. You know? Every game you want. Play Rampage. Yeah. You want to play Bubble Bobble. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy
Bubble
Climber.
Bubble Bobble.
Wreck-It Ralph, which is
NBA fucking
Felix.
Jam.
NBA Jam.
It irritates me to think like in this day and age that somebody's going to quibble over $9 an hour. Incredible. Come on. Man, that's just you're paying stuff for somebody's fucking, you know, salary there.
And look
at
the money they spend and other useless shit that they have nothing to show for.
Just fucking drink away your money or fucking smoke it away. One or the other. Yeah. Well,
I'd rather. Because I was talking to Ken about the arcade. We were at the bar, of course.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how, I said, how's the Xbox One and PS4 doing? He said, actually really good. A lot of kids come in and they play these games. I'm like, that's kind of weird to me because they probably have it at home.
True.
Yeah. He was like, they do. I said, why do you come to an arcade to play something you have at home? And he goes, why are we drinking beer in a bar when we could just buy a six pack? I'm like, you know what, you're right.
You got the environment. It's
the
environment.
It's the whole environment,
You know, like, how many people have we met there just, like, hanging out, you
it's
know?
The atmosphere.
I don't know if you have. You're not there as much as we are, but, you know.
It's the atmosphere, the environment. It's just something about it. Like, when we sit on that couch and we're playing NHL 94.
Exactly. It's a hangout place for people who are relatively responsible, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And there's never problems there, by most part. And I'm seeing...
Well, except when Ken's there. Yeah. That's the only time there's a problem.
Yeah. He seems to bring it with him.
Remember, Ken's going to get banned from his own arcade.
You know, his initials are KKK.
Uh-oh.
Says a lot. Yeah. What color was his
skinhead, skinhead running through the night. Making lots of trouble, starting lots of fights.
Kenneth Keith Kallenbeck.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the fucking dump you took?
Oh, man.
Oh,
awesome.
No.
We'll get to that because that'll be the payoff. But apparently I was told, and I love this, by two of the SK's employees, that they know when I take a shit. They say like, oh, God, Matt was just in here.
Because
I have a very distinct smell, they said,
yes,
when I take a shit.
Death.
I go, it's called extra protein.
I say Staten Island. On a hot summer day.
Yeah, sometimes when I take a shit, it's a big pile, and I look at it and I go, Staten Island?
Dude, like I was outside of a locked door, and I couldn't breathe.
Oh, God, should I play the audio?
I was permeating solid matter.
Would you want to hear the audio?
Yeah, again? Play the audio. We'll explain what it is.
Now, let me get this, because this is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Subtitle, he just painted in there, and it's taking over the paint.
That's the hand dryer right there. The hand dryer goes off.
I was about to take a colitis dump, and it sucked back up. That's never happened. Oh, no.
There's nothing to paint in here. Painted what?
This.
I'm just laughing.
I smell it.
No.
Meanwhile, my shoulders are giving out, because the stall is so tiny. This is a public restroom, by the way.
You just shit off Niagara Falls.
Oh!
Oh my god.
That was me?
I don't remember that, yeah.
Oh, are you recording that?
Smells bad. Smells bad. Yeah. That was me.
You fucking smell-o-vision on that phone? I wish I would have got the initial hit.
Initial hit. Yeah, it was like, it was like special delivery.
Like Armageddon.
It was outrageous.
Three grown men in a bathroom.
Yeah. Three men in a bathroom.
It's not bad, like, by the door.
No, it will be.
You have to keep it open. You're in the event horizon. Is this a fan? Is this another fan?
I'm at the event horizon. What is this thing doing?
Speed can get you away from the spell. You're like kind of slow by the door now. I think we got a little bit. It's pulling it. We got a back draft. All right, have fun. All right, test the doorknob. Hopefully I open the door. Wow. The key. I have the key. It's in. It's going into the hallway. I should just leave this in here and see how long it'll last. What did I say? Please, you should just leave it in there and see how long it'll last.
Yeah. Start growing mushrooms and shit.
Yeah. I want to try to paint a picture of the Okay, so basically Yestercade's
That was great.
Yestercade's so has bad. One small unisex bathroom in their off the their party room, and it was occupied at the moment. All three of us, I think, had the shit, right?
I think it was just me.
Oh yeah. No, I ran downstairs first. I killed
it. So
before
yes, that's right. You did right before us. Okay, yeah, so
I blew
so
it
then,
first.
So then Derek was just like, "Well, where's this other bathroom?" I was like, "Oh, it's downstairs in the mini mall." And then the mini mall is basically like, imagine your everyday mall, but like divide that mall by like 100, and it becomes this little tiny like 10 room like
with no
hallway.
Stores.
There are stores, but they're never open.
Yeah, no. Never open.
Yeah, it's as close to abandoned as you can get because there is
without
an actual operating business. Yeah, it's really creepy. It's really quiet. There's nothing going on. It smells funny. But there is, I didn't know there was, there's a public restroom off the side down a little hallway. And it's relatively clean. I mean, it's, you know, whatever.
They had just painted it.
They had just painted it recently.
Like, you walk in and it's like you almost get a headache from the paint smell.
Yeah, you get that little paint high.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, we go into this little, you know, little public restroom. It's the equivalent of like a high school restroom.
Like
Like so they got the urinal and then they got the two stalls and they got the sinks across from the stalls and it's you know, a little room. And I sit down and I get the shitting. And it was loud.
I was actually going in next to you to use the other thing. And I had to stop.
And you went, oh, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It went back up my ass. That's never happened before.
That's why I said it. Like, all you could smell was paint. Until Matt took a dump.
Oh,
and then
bad.
All you could smell was Matt's awful shit.
It was catastrophic.
During that whole clip, Dawson and I are just backing up towards the door. Because it's like...
This is the creep is coming towards them.
So finally, I'm like, I'm out of here.
Fog of war.
Oh, when you opened the door, though, it came out like it was like a Tyson uppercut.
It was a wind tunnel in there.
The absolute
worst.
We
had stars around the head. We were like, finish him. Then I locked myself out of the bathroom.
Yeah. it was toxic.
Yes.
It was really bad.
It was a toxic adventure.
It was. It really was. And I'd do it again.
I think it was imploding.
Sure you will.
It was the everything was like you know, when a submarine goes into like extreme depth, the water weight crushes it. That's what was happening to that bathroom.
There was no air left. It was just smell.
It was
the
imploding.
Methane just ate up all the oxygen.
Yes,
it was like when you split an atom at its nucleus, it implodes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That.
Holy Jesus! And I'm laughing because I'm picturing it because the stall is so tiny. And
it's
you,
very
you
small.
Said you had to like get up. And like lean against
I
the
did,
door.
Because, all right, picture this. The stall.
Mid shit. He's got to get up and stretch.
The stall is as wide as like.
Seventh inning. The seventh fart stretch.
I have like sitting comfortably. I have, I'm going to say about 2 inches from shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
But there's also this humongous toilet paper dispenser that is propped right against my shoulder. So I'm like either leaning into it with my shoulder or I have to put my arm up on it really high like an armrest. And it's comfortable for like a couple minutes, but because you're shitting and you're exerting, you know, the energy with the muscles and everything, all of a sudden, when you bring the shoulder down, the shoulder wants to go right back up again because you're the way like your body is contorted in this little, you know, prison cell space, you know, and then like in the middle of the shit, I stood up, you know,
the seven turd stretch, yeah. You said that was good.
So, you know, I try to say, I was like, all right, if I can just cut it off here and then I can go about my day, I'll be all right. But I stood up and I was like, no, man, I still got to go. But I'm like, I stood there just stretching to try to get myself like back into like, so I couldn't sit down.
Back in the game.
I couldn't sit down without
my
stomach.
What if it started coming out again?
It wouldn't.
Oh.
I'm not like you. Oh. I have excellent fucking rectal control.
Do those Kegel exercises.
Yeah. But, oh my God.
Oh.
But, yeah, so finally it subsided, and then I went, you know, back to business, and then you came back downstairs, and I tried to see how long I go without answering, because he's Matt, yeah. Matt, because I said if I don't come back in a half hour, I probably passed out from the paint.
Yeah,
because I could still smell the paint, but all you guys could smell was the shit.
Oh, it was horrible. It was seeping into the hallway.
It
was like happening. The movie The Happening.
Yeah.
It was a happening.
You were going to run away from his shit.
You couldn't
make me want to kill myself.
And then, so I had to go in the ladies' room.
You did.
And now, mind you, there's no people around, so.
Yeah,
like,
that's what, again, it's like.
There was no chance of
possible.
Anybody walking in.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then they had three stalls in the ladies' room, as they should. But the last one, instead of a door, it was like sealed off. Like there was a stall, but it's sealed off.
Yeah, I don't know. What
and so I'm like, what the fuck? And I look, I kind of lean up and look in, and there's like a toilet full of like dump,
like, it just won't flush,
or just like brown water. It just, it's like it wouldn't flush. They can't fix it, so they just sealed it off.
Might as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, that's, no one's ever gonna go in there again. That's it.
Goodbye.
And I could smell your shit from the
women's room. I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
It was awful.
Rancid.
I'm surprised they didn't smell it in the arcade upstairs.
Oh, it was.
So I said
was
that when I went up
the floor.
If you did that upstairs,
you would have killed everybody.
You would have at least cleared the party room out.
No, no, no. If I did that upstairs, I would have flushed as the initial shit came out, so it just would have went like a, like you're at the fucking bank,
suck it out of your ass.
Yeah, at the bank. Tube. Yes,
the tube thing is just gone. Boom, right through.
Would you like a receipt for
make
that?
Make a deposit. God.
I got the timing down on the courtesy flush.
Yeah.
But I courtesy flush on the first shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love when it's a bathroom, like in a Target or something, where the air conditioning's broken, it's hot. I don't courtesy flush. I let that bathroom.
You let it fester.
Oh, yeah. Don't flush. Let it sit there like a Hawaiian island over the water level.
You're an animal.
Stamp an American flag on it like you're on the moon.
Well, I had that assistant manager at Pathmark. Who would take the really big shits, and he diarrheaed up a toilet.
Diarrheaed up.
And he, was it a level, he called it a level 3 mega shit. And again, we had like the power flush toilets that you would think there's nothing, that unless you like put an entire roll of toilet paper in it, there'd be nothing that could prevent it from flushing. Yeah, he said it took three flushes. He said the first flush, it barely moved.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that much shit, that
heavy,
thick.
Just dense.
Yeah.
Just one move.
Fucking Alfredo.
We got to upper deck those.
Oh, upper deckers. Man. Oh, no. I explained it to somebody recently. They didn't know what an upper decker was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that in my own toilet just to see what happens.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you do that.
I just want to take a video of it.
Highly inadvisable.
Yes.
I'll play dumb. Like, wow, what's going on here? Who did this?
Oh, Lord.
Ugh. Any more news? I'm trying to look through here, but
I like to say that an iron board makes the best snack tray. Look
it's
at this
good,
thing.
Right?
Oh, it's adjustable height. Look at how much food and drinks I can fit on it.
You get a whole buffet on
this. This is fantastic. Snack trays are overrated. It's all about the iron board.
Yeah.
This is the shit right here. I'm going to make one of these at work.
No.
I'll have Anthony do it. He's good at carpentry.
What do you make one? Just buy an ironing board.
No, make our own. It's more fun. So is that death on the Explorer screen?
Yeah, everybody's posting about it. But
so when did this leak out?
Just now, I think.
Wowee.
Within the last like 24
hours. So is it like vulnerable information?
Vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable sounds like it's a different word.
Vulnerable.
I don't know.
People's information is being stolen through this shit?
Could be.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to blot your ears, but I had to let that one out.
I think you did.
That's good. You got two of them.
I want to watch this.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's going on here?
We're usually out
Can
at
you
least
quack?
Twice a week. I love you, big guy.
Jacqueline Sheridan of Ontario knows heartache.
He was 14 months old. He passed away in his crib during a nap time.
Oh,
but
God.
He was also a micro preemie, which he weighed 1 pound.
How are we
going to
make fun of this, Derek?
What's wrong with you?
Just wait. Sister, so he's a triplet.
Her son Hayden died in 2007 and is buried at Mansfield Memorial Park.
About 2000, I want to say 9 is when we started noticing stuff missing.
Adding headache
what?
To heartbreak, things just kept disappearing.
Oh, they set up a,
his
I know the story.
His nickname was actually Tank from his dad. So we collect tank army tanks now, toys, and his dad put a big one on there that was from when he was a child. That was taken.
But the biggest shock came Easter weekend.
Saturday morning, about 9:30, I came and dropped off a few things for him. And when we came Sunday morning to lay our cross out, it was gone.
They
this
dealt
is
with
messed up. I saw something about this earlier.
Occurring. For about 5 years before they actually called us.
Unbeknownst to the person who stole the stuffed ducky, Ontario police had set up a surveillance camera that caught the suspect in the act.
What the fuck?
He immediately reaches down and picks up a yellow stuffed duck, kind of shakes off
pretty
the dirt,
fucked up.
And walks right away.
Now this is the camera that Ontario police set up just 15 feet away from little Hayden's grave.
It's right
and
there.
Over the years, police say the cameras captured multiple suspects steal various items from the grave site.
This
but never
a
offered
lot.
A crystal clear picture until now.
Have this happen over and over and over. It's like peeling the wound deeper. I mean, he was very much loved. He meant everything to us.
You can tell by this woman
and
just talking that, like, she's not all there
the woman in the video,
to begin with.
Walker.
It's a fucking beach whale that stole
Hayden's
the
grave.
Duck.
They take joy in helping us decorate it, too, so they're stealing it from his brother and sister also.
In the meantime, police say the stuffed ducky was recovered and that someone decided to return it by throwing it out a window onto the road near the cemetery.
Stealing's as low as you can get, in my opinion, but when you come to a graveyard and then steal off a baby's grave, it's decorated. You know there's a family that loves this child. I don't understand it. I don't understand why.
People are fucked up.
In Ontario, Melissa Reed, Fox 8 News.
Now, this woman said that there was, she picked it up because there were dogs in the area, and she was afraid that the dogs would get it. That was her excuse for doing it.
Okay.
Right.
But, for those who don't see the video, just this fat, kind of dykey looking older woman.
For those of you who can see through this, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
What do you mean see through
this?
It?
This woman, like, see through her actions.
Which one? The one that stole it, or the
one that stole it?
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, yeah.
She's
no,
a heartless piece of shit. Is
like,
what she
why?
Is.
Yeah. What the fuck?
This happens a lot though. I mean, this has been going on for like.
But why keep taking this stuff and not leave a note or something like? Oh, you know, I just want to let you know that there's animals in the area and.
No,
and,
she was
I'm
stealing it for like
because that's what she was doing. She's an asshole.
Yeah.
She's
a fat
asshole.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heartless asshole.
Yep.
Beach whale. Orca.
Yeah.
Shamu.
Orca.
Hmm.
Yes, horrendous.
Hmm. Oh, boy.
More
accident.
Good news, huh?
Yeah, car accident. At 8:33 a.m., this woman posted on Facebook, "This song makes me happy." The police department got a call at 8:34 a.m. saying that there was a horrible car wreck. within a second of this thing, of this Facebook post, the woman veered off the road and died. Yes.
Well, that's good. Well, the song was making her happy, though.
Yeah.
So
at least
she died
happy.
Happy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Did she take anybody with her, that selfish asshole?
I think it was just her. Thursday morning, April 24th, 32-year-old Courtney Ann Sanford got into a head-on collision when she crossed the median and crashed into a truck. Her car went off the road and caught fire. Police say the truck in the crash ran off the road as well and hit a tree. The truck driver was not injured.
Wow.
Yeah. So 8:33, she posted, "This song makes me happy." 8:34, they got a call about this accident.
I can't even tell you how many times I've seen cars in front of me on 18 or Route 9
yeah.
swerving, not paying attention. I get next to them in the left lane, they're face deep.
Yeah.
Not even trying to hold, hide it.
Face like, I'll read a text at a light.
But they're like yeah. this, but, literally, like 2 inches oh, I, from their face. Yeah, it's like, always a woman. Every fucking yeah.
no, when,
time.
When they're like driving and you see their faces in their phone, like as they're driving.
Yeah. They don't even give a shit. They just don't even care if the cops see it or anyone. They got their face. It's like two.
I remember blowing my tire out, changing the CD years
How'd
ago.
How'd that taste?
Yeah.
Blew the tire. Does it taste good?
Yeah. Ooh, no, yeah, I was changing the CD and all of a sudden, well, there's a curb. Boom, tire gone.
Tom. Oh, ex-employee at a job, texting on his phone, almost ran his truck off the road.
Yeah.
And he spent tons of money fixing yep. underneath his truck because he was sending a text message.
Good. Hope it was worth it.
Yep.
Hope he was getting some pussy.
And I love it that these phones are all hands-free, voice-enabled, and it just makes everything worse.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, the voice-enabled stuff isn't really...
Close enough.
You still need your hands, too.
If you have it set up right, you don't.
Yeah, these phones are fully voice controllable. I could even set up like Galaxy, take picture, like it will do it.
Well, mine doesn't do that.
Yeah, see.
But Siri will send a text for me.
Yeah.
Well, but you have to review it. You got to look at it, make sure she did it.
It's always
just have her read it back.
I'm not even being
it's all
like
there. 100%. There's no way to get around it.
Well, now they have the I think it's called like iCar or something like that, where cars are integrated with. iOS. Mm-hmm.
They could tell if you're in the driver's seat. It knows where the phone is, so you can't. The phone's text messaging is disabled. The new thing that Apple's trying to do with cars now. Yep. It knows where the phone is inside the car. So you know what's going to happen now. People are going to be holding the phone into their passenger seat texting like this now.
Or out
They're
the window.
Not gonna be, it's going to make things a lot worse.
Or God forbid, they might pull over and send a text.
They have text stations on the Long Island Expressway.
Really?
Every certain miles where you could pull over. I think there's like, I don't know how many of them are on the Long Island Expressway. You can probably find out where you can actually pull over and do text messages.
Or get a blowjob in the middle of the night.
Of course.
Something like that.
That's probably what it's being used for more than anything else.
People are stupid. Well,
yeah. I know when someone's on the phone in front of me. I can just see they're not paying attention. They're fluctuating speeds. Or
yeah,
and it
lights up their whole dumb face.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it easier in Jersey because no one's allowed front tint. So you could see when you're right next to them, you just see this big light, the whole face illuminating white and blue.
Big stupid face.
Yeah. And they're just right in their phone. Like, never mind you're doing 60 right now. Let's plant your face into your phone.
Ooh, somebody put Sonic the Hedgehog on the Oculus Rift.
The hell's that?
That's the, that movie that's coming out, right? Oculus?
The actual...
There's not a, that's a movie coming out, too. Oculus.
The, what do you call it? Virtual reality.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Wow.
Ba-da-ling.
Did they give you this perspective in the game?
No.
No.
Oh, all right. How did they do that?
Somebody made
it. They just recreated it.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
What's
reminds me of Mario.
I'm
64.
Sort of, yeah. Here today playing Sonic GDK.
Wow. Oh, my God. That would drive me nuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I would die.
GDK is a collection of source code which makes it possible for a fan-created Sonic game.
I would be throwing up.
Yeah, I would not.
And I'm not like that.
That motion fucked me up.
Something like Trina 3D, making it possible to use.
I would just sit down in one spot and not move.
And this is one of those games where if you were kind of get woozy on those roller coasters at the theme parks, then you probably stay away from this one. But besides that, it's extremely fun. I'm going to go ahead and
what happens if he falls?
To this specific.
That's what happens. That's what happens. Yeah, I don't like that.
Go ahead and enjoy the rest of the video. Sonic GDK.
I don't like that at all.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Too
especially
real. For Sonic.
I just
want to
play
so
the
fast.
Paul Abdul Sonic music.
Yeah.
Oh,
whoa,
no.
Whoa.
The NHL.
The
League
Depeche
play.
Mode?
Yep, Depeche Mode. Personal Jesus.
I'm like obsessed with this now, watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's just Sonic running around in a 3D environment, but it's simulated to play like the 2D game.
Yeah. Lawnmower Man. Remember when that shit, virtual reality, that when did Lawnmower Man come out?
God. Jesus. Early 90s?
Yeah, 1990.
Wow.
That's what this was. You don't look too ridiculous with an iPad in front of his face.
Yeah. Yeah, this thing has a lot of potential, but nobody's, like, buying into it.
It's, like, the 3D stuff, it's never going to be any bigger than what it is, unless they have a whole new crazy technology where you don't have to wear glasses, and it's going to be different layers and holograms sure and projecting images. It's going to, it's the glasses thing. Right, this is
I
the best it's going
it
to be.
Today, guys. Go ahead and like this video.
The 3D thing is just, it sucks. Like
flash
IMAX.
In the pan. I don't know. I'm sure eventually they'll...
It needs a lot of work.
They'll perfect it.
Yeah. Cure AIDS in 3D at the same time.
Nice.
Exactly.
AIDS in 3D.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
So I love going to IMAX movie theaters, but I don't like the 3D part. It's just annoying.
And well, yeah, the 3D is annoying in those games.
Because you can't see depth. I mean, you can, but you can't. It's too focused on what they want you to see.
Yeah.
You don't.
The cartoons are okay because you can get away with that.
They have higher frame rates, so it looks smoother on the camera pan.
But I saw the new Spider-Man, not Spider-Man 2, but the one before that. 3D.
It's too choppy.
It's
the
just
frame rate sucks. It's too low. It has to be increased on panning on the camera pans. It's what
and
I call
notchy.
They
redid Titanic in 3D. Why?
You can see people die in 3D. That's real nice. But they put 9/11 in 3D too. Let's get some more asshole things to make money off of.
Sure.
Right, Matt, Nachi?
Yes, Nachi.
Nachi.
Like the fucking Italian fucking pastry, right?
Anyway.
Nachi.
See, the 24 frames per second is too little.
No, it's enough to fool the human eye.
Well, when you're doing a camera pan, though, left and right,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
where you see it. It's jerky. It looks like horseshit.
Does that little stutter.
Yeah, you have to increase frame rates on Canon. But that would make video editing a lot more complex because now you have to adjust the frame rate
that's
on different scenes. You know, but they hide a lot of flaws with it, too, when they put the 24 frames. That hides a lot of errors.
Mm-hmm.
Jim McKenzie's in the chat, and he says, bring back Brother Rob.
Brother Love?
Brother Rob.
Boom, 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 boom,
I wonder
boom,
how he's
boom.
Doing.
Brother Love?
I love you.
I don't think we got anything else.
No more stories.
Piper Pit. We got Piper's Pit.
Don't blow no more smoke in my face.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. All right, so next week then.
Yeah.
Hope Kev's all right.
I won't be here next week.
No! That's right. Yeah, we'll be in the
actually,
Secaucus.
Wait, no. I'm sorry.
Secaucus?
I will be here next week.
Maybe we'll get Nitin on the show.
Who?
Maybe we'll get Nit on the show the week after.
He's been on.
Yeah, we'll have to get him if we do.
He can talk about Sweden.
On like the 18th.
I have something before you go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
For you.
That was good. It was a little late.
I won't be here on the 10th. The 11th.
That's next week already, isn't it?
Two weeks.
That's what I said. Oh, that's what I said. Booty chat.
Somebody threw eggs at Justin Bieber.
Good.
Oh, shame. Too bad they didn't throw hand grenades at him.
Poor guy. Just leave him alone. He's an American treasure. Or Canadian treasure.
Canadian douche. A da douche.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck this place.
All right, so it's the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com is the website. CWERadio.com. I'm Derek. There's Matt. There's Dawson.
Oh.
Howdy. Hello. Yes, my flowery.
We had two little light shows this week.
Not bad.
We got to start barbecuing.
Yes. Yeah, big dogs.
Yeah, pre-show barbecue.
You're doing outside.
Big dogs.
No, you're doing outside show.
No, that's not going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we can keep that door open, but that's about it. I wonder if it's going to be nice next week.
Yeah,
I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Next week, you're looking at 64 degrees. Chance of rain.
Oh.
Few showers. Hopefully it's in the morning. Hopefully it's in the morning. It's going to be 74 and raining Thursday. Let's do it then.
There you go.
That's today.
Oh.
74 and raining today.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know.
Sucks.
All this rain. It's really got me down.
Syndrome.
Dope. All right, we'll see you guys next week.